Sorry again, of course, we had a few challenges here, but definitely we are in the foyer, and then found out that the foyer has no interpretation booth, but nonetheless, really welcome all of you. For our colleague, you know, Francophone colleagues, at least we have a kind of interpretation here, and I don't know how we are going to organize it because he has no booth, but definitely we'll make sure that they do understand what we are saying. There's also another connection here, and also we are expecting some online participation. So welcome to all of us, and our second challenge is timekeeping. We don't have much time. We only have 1 hour and 15 minutes, and we want to tackle three key things. With this one, and I would just like to hand it over to Lucky Masilela, who is sharing this, and then Lucky, maybe you can take us through this. And our challenge is timekeeping, and I would like to say that because we always have this issue that not having enough time to really finish our meeting. I would like this time that we actually make sure that we stick 1 hour and 15 minutes. So, Lucky.
Thank you, Pierre, and welcome to you, colleagues, all coming from all corners of the continent. And we have three agenda items that we are going to be tackling. And I hope if we have any additions to what I'm going to be saying, then you can add. Our first agenda item is Africa strategy, which Pierre will take us through that. He should take at least 20 minutes. And then the second item is going to be the road to Marrakesh. And my good colleague here will take us through another 15 and a half minutes. Then we have other business or any other business. We have two items under any other business. One is the funding mechanism. We had a presentation, a discussion around how the auction funds can be used. And we're all tasked to begin wearing our thinking caps to think through some of these or some of the burning issues that we think need to be funded or the funds can be used for such activities. And the other item is the possibility of establishing an ICANN office in Africa. If we do need the ICANN office in Africa, we are ideally looking for merits of the office, not the location of the office. The location of the office can be dealt once we've tackled the merits of having ICANN presence in Africa. Those are the two items under any items or any other business or additional business, as I would prefer to call it. Do we have any other issues that we want to raise under any other business that we need to note for discussion? So that when we get there, we know exactly the time that we have to tackle all these issues. Any other item? Yes, sir.
Bartlisse.na from Namibia. I chair the technical working group, and we usually have a one-day technical workshop on Mondays, and it has brought maybe a look in Marrakesh on a day zero, that means on a Sunday, some workshop specifically for African interests right here, right now, so that we can think about it before we come to...
Noted. Thank you. I think it will fall nicely under the road to Marrakesh. It will be considered there. Thank you. Any other matter that you want us to consider or discuss? Not that I want to dig matters for discussion, but I want us to exhaust the matters before us. They are sufficient for discussion. I will then hand over to Pierre to take us through the Africa strategy. Pierre, your 20 minutes starts now.
Very much, Lucky. And I just wanted to actually see how the interpretation is going on. I don't know whether our Francophone colleagues can hear anything. But like I said, is that okay? Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So again, thanks to all for turning ambers. And then, as usual, what we do is provide an update, you know, to the implementation of now calling ICANN's Africa strategy, which is now turning 3 years old. And then the idea is also to also kind of see what are your thinking or what feedback, you know, we may, you know, receive from you so that we implement this properly, but also be able to do it as a whole continent. So I'll try to be brief. I have a few slides to pass over quickly. I'm talking about the background information. And the inception is always good to understand, especially when we have, you know, newcomers. And then about the foundation work, it's kind of the projects, you know, that we initially launched, you know, to date. And then looking ahead to the new Africa strategy, which has been developed in Mauritius a year ago. And then which we term cementing the gains, you know, because we started a few things that we really need to deepen them. In terms of background, of course, the journey started in Prague. That was 3 years ago when the then incoming CEO suggested that Africa deserve a kind of special treatment, you know, if Africa were to really be on the same playing ground, you know, because the question is not just participation. It has to be about, you know, actions. It has to be about, you know, Africa fully partaking in the ICAN, be it on the business, but in the policy development, you know, all of those areas that we know about. So an Africa special working group, you know, a task force was put together in 2012. And then they conceived the Africa strategy, trying to hear what were your expectations. So today we are 3 years old, and I think we need to reflect on our journey as we get ready for the second phase. So I would like to salute what I call the founding members, working group members. Some of them are around. I'm not going to go through that list, knowing also that the whole community has contributed from the discussion list. And also I would like to send a special thanks, you know, to Afrinic, because Afrinic has really assisted, and we were in Mauritius, not to the beaches actually, but we went there to reflect on what could be best, you know, for Africa. Some of the board members were also with us, and then I'm just now recognizing George Sadowski, who is still here. George specifically is always present. He's providing his support. He's on the board, and we really appreciate this, George. Mike Silber also, who's on the board, but I think he's unwell. He's now, but he promised normally that he will make sure that if you had any question, that he's ready to assist. Ray should be around, but anyway, he was quite surprised. And of course, our own Tarek Kamel, you know, former minister of ICT in Egypt, now the special advisor to the CEO. They all contributed and brought up the first iteration of the strategy. I think the overarching objective was quite simple, the two kind of prong approach. It was about having a meaningful participation from Africa, because the question is that if you take it maybe 10 years ago, African at ICAN meetings, maybe it's about 20 people, and that's all. Today we are having these numbers, and that's quite interesting. Now the other level is, how are we really participating? I know, are we really understanding the issues, and are we bringing anything to the table as well? So this is one objective. I mean, the other objective was the whole DNS, you know, industry. We noticed that Africa, for the new GTLD, you know, program, there was not much, you know, request from Africa. You see. And when we also turn up to our CCTLDs, apart from a very few numbers of them, we are really yet to kind of manage them the way that could satisfy the community needs in a much more inclusive way. So there is some homework to be done there. These are what we are trying to do through this strategy, promote or kind of support whatever this sort of DNS industry in different, you know, ways. And a bit through capacity development, or eventually through kind of opening up business perspective is possible, and securing the whole DNS, you know, system. Go ahead. So looking back, we like to say that we've been kind of pioneers, because we started it was Africa that really started this strategic business, I would say, within ICAN. Some of the initial ideas, you know, we had, you know, have been actually shared, you know, with other regions as of today. So probably most regions now within ICANN have developed their own strategic, you know, plan. The concept of having DNS forum, for instance, you know, the first one was held in Durban when ICANN was meeting there. But this has been actually replicated, you know, in many places now that we are having this DNS forum. Of course, we did launch the Africa DNS Award, and I think it's in Marrakesh we are still going also to hand over these awards. We have what are called topical workshops. These are specific workshops that we think that benefit you know, the business. Well, the one we have, which was quite interesting, was about domain name, trademark, you know, and the whole intellectual property rights, you know, issue. Quite important. That's where we understood that we really need to have, you know, lawyers around, you know, this business we are doing. You know, and it was quite interesting to discuss this. Of course, the popular DNSSEC roadshow for term of security and the way we work on this securing, you know, DNS from the African point of view. I know a few places have done it. Some are yet to do it. We can share experiences if you want. Of course, we did launch this IANA, you know, this transition, I think, you know, awareness, you know, in Africa, so that Africa could really be pushed to really contribute. One of the things we are prone to launch now is the DNS Digital Entrepreneurship Program. It's about, you know, having how can you use, you know, promote startups in Africa. One thing we did, and then I would like to thank also our colleague from the Middle East, and I think Baez should be in the room. Yeah, Baez is there, which is the DNS Entrepreneurship Center that has been established, you know, in Cairo, which is the service Middle East and also Africa. And we've already started a few workshops there, and they are becoming popular, especially the one on business, on marketing, all of these things. The next one. Well, our gain so far, quickly, I think the implementation of the Africa strategy has kind of raised a profile, you know, ICANN's profile in Africa. I think more and more people now know about, you know, ICANN, what it does, which is quite good for us. It was quite interesting for me a few months ago, turning to a meeting, you know, it was in Tunis, and then meeting with the Tunisian minister in charge of ICT, and then the one in charge of, you know, ICT in Côte d'Ivoire. And the first, you know, thing they told me is, guys, what are you doing with this transition thing? And I said, we transition. And they said, well, your IANA thing. Well, I was quite astonished because I was not expecting African ministers to be discussing IANA, so, which is quite good. But, of course, the next question they had to me was, okay, but what's the role for the government in this thing? But it was quite rewarding to see that, okay, this thing is going through. Of course, the objective is to deepen our own engagement, you know, with all stakeholders in Africa, academia, the business sector, the technical guys. We would like to be able to kind of deepen the engagement and see what we get there. Of course, we've been working with FTLD, for instance, and then with ISOC, the DNS Forum. One thing we are not really doing, and I'm so glad that Dr. Lisa is around, is the whole technical part of it. I mean, the list is doing a good job. We would like to be seeing more and more Africans involved, you know, in tech days and even organizing, you know, some of those workshops, you know, in Africa. In fact, you know, passing over information to each other, you know, is quite important. So this one we haven't done that much, but I believe as of Morocco, we'll make sure that we do, you know, we do enhance, you know, our involvement in that one. The NSEC project, I won't go through that one. We've already gone to 16 different countries. It's about training, it's about raising capacity, but it's about also making sure that people really sign the zone file. Today in Africa, what, 4 to 5 of them have signed. We are not yet there. We need to do more. We really believe that we had a webinar with those countries that were receiving our DNSSEC, you know, roadshow, and we came out with a few recommendations. And so definitely we want most of African countries, at least next year, to be able to sign, you know, their zone 5. We also identified a few gaps, of course. And our engagement with the business, I think last year I was saying that we should also understand from Africa that coming to ICANN is not just about, you know, having sponsored participation. Business can also sponsor your participation. It's not only about, you know, having fellowships. If those things are run properly to make some money, It would be great that Africans also come because they're sent over by their own, you know. That is feasible, I do believe. But this is a challenge, you know, we do have. I recognize that. So our expectation, okay, maybe we should just skip that one because that was here with my colleagues from the other regions. Now, looking ahead briefly, we actually reevaluated, you know, our strategic plan. That was in Mauritius. You know, we had a group of, you know, Africans that met, and I would like to thank them. We went through whatever we were able to achieve, and then we came up with a new version that is also aligned with the ICANN's own strategy, running from 2016 to 2020. And there again, the idea was continue to support a stronger presence of for ICANN in Africa. First, we are working to have more and more informed participation, you know, to ICANN meeting. And of course, time may have come to also benefit from ICANN's, you know, presence. A few of you guys have been putting that question to me, okay. When you look at the maps, you know, Africa, there is no ICANN, you know, presence, you know, in Africa. What are you doing about that one? Okay, we are opening up the debate discussion at the end of this presentation. Well, we also think that we need to have, I mean, the engagement of the community, you know, is quite important. And I'm happy to also say that some of you were really quite important to us in terms of even representing, you know, ICANN. Because now that ICANN is being recognized, we keep on receiving invitations, you know, to events here and there. And since we only, I mean, it's, three sort of staff, you know, in Africa, we can't cover. So some of you, some of the board members, some of the community members were, you know, voluntarily, you know, stepping for us to represent us. We really like it, of course. And the other thing I would like to say that this needs to be a situation whereby we implement the Africa strategy not just with the means that we are maybe receiving from ICANN. How do we expand, you know, those means? I mean, the funding mechanism, there was a study on that one. We would like to discuss this as well. Yes, please. Okay, these are details on this strategy. I don't know where I will have time to go through them. It's available on the web. We have kind of hard copy of it. I can even circulate some soon. But these are kind of where we do have the flagship project, you know, on capacity building and communication. We are trying now to really deepen our communication. We now have Luna, I think, is around. Luna is our director of communication. She's really assisting on that. We are not yet there, but we kind of, you know, moving. We do have discussion list, you know, with the SO, SEs in Africa. We do have regular blog, but the blogs, okay, it's us as staff that I've been writing. I will be quite happy if some of you from the community would like to also produce, you know, those blogs. We do have our colleague from Nigeria, from DNS Africa. They are publishing all these things. We are going to give them 1 or 2 minutes. They want to reflect on what they are doing and what they really think to expand, you know, our work, you know, in ICANN. They'll have 2 minutes for that. Outreach activities, there are many of them. We've been actually sponsoring, you know, some of the events happening in Africa, the IGF, something on Demo Africa. I mean, some of those events today are quite important, you know, in Africa, and people feel that ICANN should be present. We managed to be there. People are coming forward for sponsorship. We don't have that much of it, but as much as possible, we do really chip in something to really support those. Okay. Yes, maybe to finish with those projects we still have for financial year 16. The DNSSEC show, we want to continue and expand it. The outreach program, yeah, which is the visit to African countries, which we do. There is one program which is the mentorship. You know, you remember for those who were there last update, that we did send a few Africans from registrars that went outside Africa in a kind of mentorship, you know, program. It's still continuing, but this time now I would like to announce that we are quite launching the one within Africa, because one of your suggestions was that we should not just be sending people over, you know, outside for this, that we should also make sure that we do have a kind of, what should I call it, cooperation on this. I think this is now going to happen. First, host is going to be ZRCR. We appreciate that you are ready to to receive those people. We are ready for it. The DNS incubation is going to be a hard one, I mean, in terms of, you know, digital entrepreneurship in Africa. We really want to partner with, there are so many things happening in that field in Africa, and I would like to stop, you know, at this point, because there are many, you know, there we do have many projects there, and this is going for 3 years, so I would like to stop, and then maybe if I could receive any question or provide any additional information to you, then I'll be happy. Thanks for your attention, and lucky, I'm done.
Rise you, my doctor there, and Mokhtar, and next question. Yes, sir. Okay, in that order, Dr. Mokhtar and you, sir, if you may introduce yourselves, it would be helpful. Thank you.
From Dr. Ney, have you got any metrics? You very well know I'm totally opposed to top-down on approaches. What I see that most CCTLDs in Africa are suffering from is the lethargy of not just doing anything which is easy. I would like to see some metrics designed in the beginning of the program so that we see whether the funds expended actually achieve the number of workshops held, not the number of participants funded, but number of CCTLDs or GTLDs in Africa, number of CCTLDs signing, that kind of thing. We have got 5 or so that you signed, but there's only 2 that are signed by themselves. That's Tanzania and Namibia. Kenya did it, but they're having some problems. The other 3 or 2 are on platforms of .org and not counting. I would really like, while you define your strategic plan, that you also design some metrics that you see what you get for your buck.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Mokhtar from the African Union Commission. Thank you, Pierre, for your exhaustive report. And I am sure if you had had more time, you would have said a lot of things with regard to the history of this African strategy. I just want to add to what you have said something very important, that the backbone input to that strategy was basically a document that has been prepared by all Africans and served as what we call the Dakar Declaration for ICANN, organized by the African Union and the government of Senegal in Dakar. In that moment, the African Union commissioner, actually, with the Minister of Senegal, presented those elements to the board of ICANN in Dakar. Following that ICANN meeting in Prague, that's where the African Union has shared that meeting with Steve Croker, and to appoint the Africans to have that strategy done. And FADI was just coming on that moment. Thank you very much.
I recognize you, sir.
This is Dave Kisunduel from Mauritius. I think the African voice can only be heard if we have active participation and engagement from the African community. We have people from the academia, technical and civil societies present, but unfortunately we see that there is lack of GAC members from the African countries. I think from my perspective, we should request ICANN to make an additional effort to reach out to all our governments in Africa and ask them to form part of the to form part in the GAG. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you very much for these remarks. And yes, Liz, you are right. We do have some of those figures here and there, but we'll kind of organize them and provide them regularly so that we know what we are. In terms of signing the Zone 5, yes, also one idea we had was to be able to have them share whatever experience they are having. We basically know that Namibia.nad.org, and we also congratulate Tanzania for this. And yes, you are right. We should be able to actually use the opportunities, you know, doing these things to see how we could, you know, help each other. Yes, I've taken note on that, and I will come back to you on that specifically. So one question we were having was, okay, we are having this DNSSEC roadshow, but still people are not signing automatically. So what to do? We had this webinar we discussed, but yes, I will revert and then let you know exactly, and we see how we could move on that one. And of course, Mokhtar, yes, you came in a bit late. Sorry for that, maybe, but we definitely mentioned the where the journey started from, and the African Union was represented there in Prague, and then for the Mauritius, yes, we will increase the outreach to African governments so that they'll be represented in Dakar, definitely. This was is on our agenda. Thank you.
Okay, and because I recognize you, sir, and two, and the third hand will take your question first, sir.
For the records, there are people from .tz registry. I would like to comment on the new GTLDs within the African continent. And what I have observed based on the IDN registry's operation within Middle East, you find that these new GTLDs are basically managed by the CCs. So it depends on the level of the CC management within Africa, whereby we can expect more GTLDs application. So the first thing is to concentrate basically on CC management to the level that is to the standards, best practices, technically well operated, and then it will be easy to have new GTLDs in Africa. On the issue of capacity building, the regional organizations, that is FTLD, APTLD, Center, we had a meeting with the ICANN representative and NSRC, and we have basically requested for support on the train the trainers. So the key issue here will be the collaboration among the CCs within the African continent so that we can use our local trainers to capacitate the other registries which are well behind in terms of technical operations, DNSSEC deployment, etc., etc. But again, this depends on the collaboration with the other entities within the region, such as African Union. I remember during the ICANN Durban meeting, we had a very good discussion with the AUC regarding some of the CCTLDs within the region, which are technically managed out of the continent for no reasons. Thank you.
Sir?
My name is Wisdom. I'm from Ghana. I just want to add up. I don't know if it will be possible for us to do an assessment on the various African countries to know the extent of work that needs to be done. So I believe when we do this, then we know that this and this and this work that we need to do. So when we are doing the planning, then we plan according to the assessment that we do. Yes, and then number two, you made mention of Africans deserve a special treatment. I'm just thinking, why? What special treatment do we need in Africa? Because I'm seeing that the playing field is leveled. We have a level playing field. So we have to take the opportunity in our own hands, and then we see what we can do for ourselves.
Thank you, sir. I'll take the third question here, and then
Just a comment to respond to our colleague there who's raised the question. Pierre has mentioned about a CCTLD study that is well underway. It has delayed because of a few hitches, but we are hoping that by probably the meeting in Marrakesh, we should have some initial results just showing the state of what is happening on the African continent. And then also just reflecting on the three DNS fora that we have had. The last meeting in Nairobi in July this year had about 250 participants on site and more than 1,000 online participants, majority from the African continent. So we are getting some results, and we are seeing a lot of interest in the industry as a result of some of the initiatives we are doing collaboratively. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Pierre.
Well, I should just to recognize that there are good comments and then good contribution here. And for the study, Barak has already mentioned what we are doing. For TZ, I think you are right. Maybe one issue we are not TZ in per se, but one thing we would like to be able to solve in Africa is how best to work, FTLD, that's fine. But we also notice that not all CCLDs are members of FTLD. So that's an issue for us, meaning you guys, what, maybe 20 members on FTLD out of 54. So how do we really outreach to the others, Although we understand that we do have special sort of partnership with you as the FTLD, we would like to be able also to outreach to the rest of them. And we also have registrars in Africa, and we are not really talking about them. But it's important to really work with these registrars. And I'm not seeing CCTLDs working with those. Some of them, it's not least. That's fine, least. Least you are perfect, don't worry. But the point is we need to share those things. And I like what my friend from Ghana was saying, but this is always Ghana, why Africa should be treated differently. That sentence came out of Prague, when we met, and then the incoming CEO, when he was just going through the whatever documentations there was, the new GTLD program, that did not fare well. In terms of the number, 17 requests from Africa, practically all of them from South Africa. So the impression that was given was, well, where is Africa? Didn't they know about this thing? Why they were not represented? Although I can actually put up some fund to assist to do those things. And yet, there was no one in Africa. And now you've considered the CCTLDs. People say, the gross number we have today is 1,300,000 whatever subscribers, registrants on CCTLDs in Africa. 1 million from South Africa. And you have countries that are, 500 for 10 years. So it seems that something is wrong here. So we need to do something. That's why people say, maybe we need special treatment. But I think that special treatment so that Africa becomes a market that's finished, so that the industry is there. So and then I like what you are saying, and to find whatever you can do to. But that's ICANN is just, throwing some support to do this thing. And I remember the idea was, and I was telling people, this is ICANN's strategy for Africa. But where is Africa's own strategy for ICANN? Sorry about that. Yeah, go
ahead. Mokhtar and sir, yes. And our board member. And I'm going to take four more questions, then we move on. We still have the road to Marrakesh, but I know this is very important. Yes, sir. In that order. 2, 3, 4. No, repeats. Then you.
Just to respond quickly to that comment with regard to the CCTLDs being managed outside. Yes, indeed, we have had that, and the African Union has taken the appropriate decision with the government concerned. One of the examples is Mali, who is now in the ministerial conference in charge of ICT. But it is very slow because it happened that the countries get themselves into very binding contractual matters. It is very difficult to get out of. But the matter is on the table, and they are actually working on it.
Thank you very much. This is my first participation in the meeting. I would like to briefly introduce myself. I am Eric Adja. I'm the director for the digital service of the International Organization of Francophonie. And I'm here with my colleague, Emmanuel Adjovi, and with our former director, Mr. Pierre Odraogo, who is here. So I am working with the good parts he has been putting on the footprint. The issue I wanted to raise concerns the CCTLD study that was raised by our colleague. I would like to plead for the French-speaking countries for this study to be available in French language, so that a good part of the African countries can get profit of this study. So please, could you provide some linguistic aspect of this study? If not, we may see how we can cooperate in that area. Thank you very much.
George?
Thanks. A couple of comments. First of all, I'm quite aware of the fact that you are all on the ground in Africa, and I'm not, and for some time, and so I feel a little bit awkward at presenting these comments. Three things, I think. First of all, Eberhard, you mentioned metrics. I agree, and if I were running this meeting, I would immediately ask you for a detailed list and study and a process to get them.
You just want to punish me.
How did you know? Second, I was at that Senegal meeting, the Senegal Declaration, and I would be really curious to know how much we have responded, what has happened point by point as a result of that. And I think that would be really interesting if you prepared a summary of that. I'd be interested both from the point of view of Africa and from the point of view of being on the board. Third, the area of special treatment and priority. I would regard special. I don't know what kind of a position to take on special. I don't want to come down on one side of that or the other. But I think special priority is important because if you look at the general issues of economic and social development, which is where I start, it's quite clear that access to the internet is going to be an important part of making sure that that occurs in a more rapid way. And that means access to the internet should probably be a very high. How you get it is another matter, but the entry point, at least the entry point is through ISPs. And the entry point for making having a presence on the internet is through registrars. And registrars have the ability also to do other services. Registrars at the beginning, you don't make money making names, but you do make more money with web services and all of the ancillary services that registrars can provide. So I would argue that from the point of view of economic and social development, registrar development, familiarity, education, technical support, that part of the infrastructure becomes really important. Thank you,
George.
Thank you very much. I'm Isaias Rosa from the ECOWAS Commission. You mentioned a few minutes ago about the need of establishing partnerships. And from the list of projects that you have just presented, it seems that they're very much in line with the ideas and projects under implementation by some RECs. I'm talking, for instance, about ECOWAS Commission. Now, wouldn't it be wise to somehow, in the ambit of the establishment of these partnerships, to reach out to these regional economic development organizations so that we can somehow also create synergies and bring the contribution of the RECs to this entire process?
I recognize you, sir, and the last comment from you, my chief.
Yeah, my name is Lawrence, an ICANN fellow from Nigeria. I just want to know what ICANN is doing in terms of outreach. Pierre mentioned the opportunity that was given to registries to onboard at a discounted rate, and not many the opportunity. Now, about 3 weeks ago, ICANN again given a waiver for registrars to be able to updated without having to pay this huge sum, the waiver that was given on the insurance. Now, I want to know, what particular measures are we taking to be able to disseminate this within the community so that we can have more registrars take good use of this opportunity? And knowing fully well also that there is a financial part of it that might be overwhelming for a lot of our economies and registrars not too quickly on board, is there any form of partnership that we're looking at wherein, say, we have the CTLDs partnering with development organizations to provide a platform where we can have a pool, creating a pool, so where we have maybe two or three registrars onboarding under a single platform, and thereby being able to establish this business in Africa.
Yeah, and my name is Wisdom again from Ghana. I just want to highlight on the assessment part again. Well, I didn't hear anything from Pierre. Before Africa can develop, there should be information. If there is no information, there will not be development. So, you know, all this thing that we are saying is related to infrastructure. As I'm sitting here, I don't know the infrastructure that is in other African countries. So I don't know what they are implementing. So I'm believing that if we can do holistic assessment on each African countries and come up with a very good report so that, let's say, for example, Ghana, what infrastructure is in place? What are they implementing? And all that. So if we have that information, then I believe all of us can contribute to actually push for the various countries to kind of develop in a fast way that all of us need.
Yeah, in 2 minutes, please.
Thank you very much. Maybe starting last one. No, I think, in fact, I had a question for you, because when you made assessment, I was saying, but of what? And of course, my friend from FTLD, for that, it was you were talking about the CCTLDs, and he mentioned the study that we've already doing with ISOC and FTLD. Now you are actually mentioning a much more holistic assessment. You are even mentioning infrastructure, all of these things. But and this is not in ICANN's remit at all. ICANN has got a very simple tiny remit, which is about, well, coordinating the DNS and all of those things. That's why I still remember, you know, those days when we come and then we say, well, for Africa, it's about access. We don't want to discuss all of the things, but access. Provide us with internet, affordability. But the point is, ICANN is not the place to go for that. I mean, sorry to be, but that's the point. It's not ICANN, you see. So that's one thing. But yes, you are right. We need to, at least in Africa, assess those things and know where we are going. But I think Africa Union and the RECs, all of them are working on those things. You do have African strategy on ICT, internet. No, those things are there. Maybe there's an issue with communication points. On our friend from the RECs, yes, good thing. But in fact, we already were in ECOWAS, Abuja. And we are working with your organization. We actually comment on your policy, and then we managed to see how we could, you know, formally establish a partnership. But nevertheless, you are right. We need to expand these two regions. So yeah, your point is taken. For Francophonie, oui, on peut pas faire ce rapport là et ne pas le faire en français. Hein? Ce serait même dommage. Donc vous n'en faites pas. On va tout faire pour que ce soit dans plusieurs langues africaines, dont le français. George, on Dakar Declaration, yeah, I think that was not the question for me. It was Africa Union, okay, to kind of come up with. But you are right when you are insisting on the registrar, you know, business, because that's what I was saying. Our feeling is that there is a disconnect. You see, doing their own thing, and then the registrar trying to exist, and so that's an issue. Now, I would like to mention briefly something, and then I don't know who I alluded to 1 minute. Okay, it was you that the waiver that was granted recently and then voted by the board, you have to, I didn't mention it, but this came because in the Africa strategy, came up with the first concept paper that really, you know, poses the issue. So we did have 3 registrars in Africa that really presented that 5 to 6 page document saying, okay, here are the hindrances, here are the issues we are facing. And then we moved those to ICANN and then to the GNSO, and then there were discussions about this thing. So it's originated from us, actually. Now, what are we doing to profit by this? I think, there again, I'll say this about Africa on G. But suffice for you to understand that, okay, something has been done to lower, you know, the entry, you know, for Africa, but now, how do you organize to reach out to this? I think this is another issue. But, yeah, we need to recognize that the thing that they did. We would like to be doing more on that, but we take note of that. Thank you.
That's fine. I must stop you. We need to listen to the road to Marrakesh. In summary, my observation is training is a big challenge. We need to get to learn to work in between the sessions of ICANN. We should not be expecting to come up with solutions at these gatherings. And we do have some programs today that are accredited, DNS accredited programs in South Africa, to ensure that training is of value and can be used beyond the market that you operate in. There is also a concept that they can share with you downstairs, Lawrence, what is called a shared registry service. That is exactly what is already being implemented to lift the cost from an individual registrar in having to build their own infrastructure. that you can visit us downstairs to talk to. And more important is we need now to take responsibility into our own hands. We need to make certain decisions as a collective that we are going to make sure that we report on outcomes and not come to the meetings and expect to throw problems to the meetings, but throw solutions to this meeting. Now, Pierre wants me to do something. I will do it immediately after this, but I'm going to ask Aziz to take us through his road to Marrakesh. Aziz, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Lucky. I will try to speak English. As you know, we will have the meeting between 5 and 12 March 2015 in the Marrakesh in the Palmeri Golf Palace. And I want to wish you, all of you, welcome to Marrakesh. In the site, we have two hotels near in the site with the capacity of 750 rooms. For other hotels that are located in the center of the city, the transportation will be provided by ICANN. And I want also to tell you, my boss, who is also the chairman of the Moroccan regulator, has asked me to announce this during the public forum. But since we are here amongst friends, I can tell you that the gala dinner will be offered by Moroccan regulator. Thank you. On original level, ICANN 55 will be very important for us for several reasons, as Pierre told before. We will have a high-level governmental meeting on Monday, 7 March. This governmental high-level meeting will be chaired by a Moroccan minister, and the meeting is organized by the GAC, which brings together representatives of government. So please check with your country if the minister has received an invitation or not. If not, please, you can contact us. We will have also a special meeting of African ministers in charge of ICT and the digital economy on Sunday, March 6th. And the objective of this meeting would be to see how to promote the digital economy in Africa. And also I want to speak about, as Afro, because I am Afro chair, and as Afro chair, when ICANN is holding its meeting in Africa, Afro tries to involve as many African end users as possible to better inform, sensitize, train, and understand the role of ICANN and participate in the policy debates. And we will organize some activities during the week, and we will try to bring some internet users, communities, students in IT, civil society, and also NGO of Moroccan, and maybe also in the neighborhood of Morocco, in the north of Africa and the Mediterranean region. And we will organize also an African event in Marrakesh. This is a tradition of Afro-Alo, and we will present all African ILCs and exhibit their activities on the ground, on their culture and values. And we try also with the friends of IFTLD to organize a DNS forum. It will be the fifth edition. Barak, you want to say some words about this?
Thank you, Aziz. We will be holding the Africa Domain Name System Forum in Marrakesh, Morocco. This will be, as Aziz has mentioned, the fifth edition. We've had three editions. The first one in Durban, where the theme was enhancing internet management in Africa. The second one in Abuja, Nigeria, where the theme was monetizing the Africa domain name space. The third one in Nairobi that looked at the future of Africa's domain name industry, opportunities and challenges. Now, in the meeting in Morocco, we are going to look at how we can strengthen partnerships to further build the DNS industry in Africa. And I want to take this opportunity to invite our usual partners, including ECOWAS, Francophonie, AFNIC, and ZACR, whom we've been holding this together, and even the Internet Society, and all of you who are here. This will be a very critical meeting in light of the issues that are being shared here, and it will be held on the 4th, 5th, and 6th half day in Marrakesh in Morocco. Thank you, Aziz.
You back, if you have any question about, I can.
Certainly, we are feeling the African hospitality at its finest. Now I'll start with Lady Mary, then you, sir. And whilst we are waiting for another hand to come up, I want to recognize Sally, who has joined us. Welcome, Sally, and you, sir. And we have reserved a minute for you, Sally, to say something. Thank you. I'll start with you, Mary.
Okay. Thank you very much. My name is Mary Uduma from Nigeria. And thank you, Aziz, for this briefing. I think a part of the program we should be thinking about is the young ambassadors for ICANN. In other regions, whenever such a program is held, I think they bring a lot of young, the upcoming, the next generation ICANN members. So we should think about that, not only for Moroccans, but for other people from Africa. If only we can find partnerships or we can find collaboration, if CCTLDs can identify, or Afrolo and the various countries can identify. And I think in asking for partnership, I don't think we should remove AUC from it. AUC should also be partner for that program, and I think they will be a good partner for us in at the DNS forum. So two things I've raised: the partnership. How do we get partnership to be able to have young Africans attend the program? And Pierre has already talked about the award, and I know that he must be working on the DNS award. But it should be well publicized so that all countries will be able to feed into the award, because there are a lot of things happening in African countries. It's just that we don't say the things that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. My name is Otunto Twene from Nigeria. First of all, ICANN happening again in Africa, it's a good thing. I don't know how much participation we were in Durban, but in Marrakech, we should have lots of African participation, if possible. Africa should dominate the ICANN conference in Durban. 2 years ago, 2013, I was supposed to travel to Morocco for the African Peering and Interconnection Forum organized by the Internet Society, and getting visa wasn't an easy task from Nigeria. So there should be a strategy where those of us who want to go for the Marrakech, ICANN in Marrakech, shouldn't have visa issue. It's very important. I also mentioned it to Aziz yesterday when we had a chat, because it took me almost a month thereabout to get a visa to Morocco. So these are my two key issues. Thank you.
You have your hand, sir? Yeah.
For the record, Akimbo Adebumi from Nigeria. Fortunately, I'm with the Nigerian Internet Registration Association. And some years ago in Durban, we started DNS Africa magazine, the DNS Africa magazine. Our major essence of having to start this under the NGO organization, that's the domain, the DNS Global Initiative Alliance, was to be able to reach out to African countries to ensure that they get a report from ICANN activities and also report from inside Africa, from other countries, doing something they need to understand, cutting across certain views that have already been raised there. And since Durban, we publish for free, we distribute for free, we ensure it goes outside to all ICANN meetings and also to other African countries. Now that ICANN again is coming to Africa, it would be of best interest if all CCTLDs existing GTLDs in Africa get to connect with DNS Africa so that we can form a bridge where you can understand what is going on in another country, what the infrastructure looks like, what the step-down mechanism and the step-up mechanism looks like. There are a lot of NGOs who need to know or understand why they need to have a CCTLD extension. Some of them do it while they are about to start and end up forgetting in the second or third year. Some of them have to come to the United Nations, which are other sister organizations like ICANN, MPOC, AU, or the United Nations. There are a lot of information that DNS Africa tries to portray. So we are using this opportunity to call on Marrakesh organizers itself. All of us reinstated. Let us do something to step into DNS Africa so that we can give you back to the world. Thank you.
Thank you. We have one online question, please.
Question is for Aziz to still provide details on the invitation that has been sent to African governments.
May I then quickly request Aziz, starting with Tijani. I think you have some issues that you can talk to that Mary raised. Then Aziz will clarify further. Then I'll come back to you, sir. You'll be the first at the round of responses.
Thank you, Raki. I don't have anything to add to what I said, but there is something missing in the program, which is the Next Gen program. You know that ICANN have a program called Next Gen, and they implement it for each ICANN meeting. For Marrakesh, we will have our Next Gen program. The aim of this program is to bring youth, young, into ICANN processes. The call for application have been done, and it closed or is closing now. I am not sure if it is 16 or 19 of this month that is closed. The selection will be done by a selection committee composed of ICANN staff and member of the community. Those members of the community are all from the region. And we made sure that there is a gender balance in this group. Those young people will come mostly from the academic environment, students, young professors, researchers, etc. Also, some people from civil society and end users, internet end users, and some others from the young entrepreneurs, such as the startups, etc., and also some private sector employees.
Jenny, no, is that it?
Not finished. This program will be prepared once the selection is done. We will prepare those people to participate by several things. First, we will provide them with our kits for newcomers. So we will make some webinars to prepare them so that when they come, they will not be absolutely a newbie. You are in a hurry and you don't have time, so I will stop here.
Much appreciated. Please.
Thank you. For the first question about the visa, we work very closely with the Foreign Office because we have now a national committee. And the Foreign Office has decided for African who they not have a diplomatic representative in his country, they will have the visa at the airport. But they have to send all pieces for Morocco. But we will specify this in the website of ICANN. So please indicate if you have a consulate in your country or not. And for those who they don't have, they will have their visa at the airport in Casablanca or Marrakech. For the second question about invitation ministers, the invitation was sent to the consulate and the diplomatic representatives. But I know Ridwan Husseini is here, my colleague, who represents the Foreign Office. You can contact him because I know they many letters came back because the address was not exact. So please, you can take touch with him or with me and give us the address exact or the telephone or fax to send the letter. Thank you.
Sir.
Good morning. Bonjour. Vous allez m'excuser, je vais m'adresser, je vais parler en français. Peut-être que mon collaborateur va traduire ça va être traduit ici. Hein. Je suis autant heureux d'être là parmi vous. Je suis Amadou Li, membre du Collège de régulation de l'Autorité des télécoms et des postes du Sénégal.
Oui. Amadou Li, I'm from Senegal.
Membre du Collège de l'Autorité de régulation des télécoms et des postes.
I cannot hear you.
Bien, my mic is on.
Bon,
Voilà.
Donc, ce que je veux dire, c'est que on parle de la stratégie africaine. On est l'Afrique. Ici, on devrait être peut-être à 50-50 de pays francophones, anglophones. Pour l'organisation future de ces réunions, moi, je propose, je suggère vraiment qu'on puisse avoir une double traduction, parce que tout le monde ne parle pas très très bien anglais.
Since we represent, we are here to represent many many country. I propose that for the future we should have a double. This session should be held in.
Voilà. Ceci étant dit, je pense que pour la stratégie africaine, il faudrait encourager la participation des pays africains.
When it comes to strategy, for African strategy, we should encourage a lot more the participation, the engagement of different African countries.
Voilà, aux différentes meetings, aux différentes réunions, en facilitant, je le répète, d'autres l'ont dit, l'obtention des visas.
By making the getting a visa a little bit easier.
Et en faire une exigence, parce que nous, au Sénégal, on a 6 collaborateurs, dont le directeur général de l'autorité, qui n'a pas pu venir parce qu'il n'a pas eu de visa. Et c'est catastrophique.
For example, in Senegal, in my country, 6 representatives could not make it because they could not obtain a visa to come to this meeting.
Alors que nous, quand on organise chez nous, on fait des tapis rouges pour tout le monde. Tout le monde vient.
As when we organize such meeting in my country, we roll the red carpet. Everyone can come and participate.
Voilà. Je me réjouis que ce soit au Maroc et il n'y a pas de visa entre le Sénégal et le Maroc.
I'm happy that we're going to Morocco because there's no need for visa between Senegal and Morocco.
Et ça va permettre à tous les Sénégalais de venir.
And it will allow all of the Senegalese to come to Morocco.
Voilà. La deuxième question, c'est par rapport à la formation et aux connaissances des enjeux de l'ICANN,
I want to talk about the challenges of ICANN.
Voilà, de toute l'économie et de l'industrie numérique qui est derrière ce l'ICANN et l'internet.
Of the economy and the digital economy that is behind the internet.
Et que ce soit mis dans le programme au Maroc, à Marrakech, pour que les gens comprennent qu'est-ce que ça cache derrière, quel est l'enjeu pour nos pays africains et qu'est-ce que ça soulève en termes d'économie et de stratégie réellement pour nous.
That is part of the agenda in Morocco, so people can really, really understand what it means to the economy, what the digital economy means to the world,
parce
to
que,
Africa.
Voilà, le problème, c'est que nous qui sommes là, nous sommes à peu près à un niveau de connaissance, au sens que ça devient banal pour
nous. All of us here, we know we have the knowledge, so for us, this is all common ground.
Mais l'important pour nous.
Just allow me half a second, sir. We have another 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Yes.
And I think you are bringing up a very important topic, and it needs to be accommodated in one way or another at another platform, because I would hate for us not to conclude a rich a position regarding what you are raising, because it affects not only your country but all the countries on the continent. They are impacted and affected by the issues you are raising. Either we park it for Marrakesh for discussion, further discussion, whereby you can lead the discussion, and then we tackle it with the heads of states. Particularly, we will be inviting ministers, so they will be fair with some of the concerns that we are having.
Okay. Allez-y, qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
Can we park it right now? And if you were to indulge.
On peut réserver cette discussion pour une prochaine réunion puisqu'on est vraiment pressé par le temps.
Ok, je vous remercie de m'avoir écouté et de m'avoir permis de m'exprimer en français.
Thank you for having listened to me and have let me speak in French.
I appreciate that. Aziz, this is a note for discussion in Marrakesh. I would like us as a strategy group to include this because it is a really burning issue. We cannot take it very light. Sally, I had reserved a minute for you. Now it's almost 45 seconds. Do you want to say something, ma'am? Please, not that do you want. We would want to hear your voice. Yes, ma'am. 45 seconds. And while Sally is coming up here, you are invited to a CTO meeting, which is in the GEC room. And I know there is another meeting that is planned, a feedback session on .Africa. And similar, which room is this taking place? Wicklow, there's the .Africa feedback. And then there is a GEC meet room where she's hosting CTO right now from 12:30. So my suggestion is so that we do not lose each other, we can all assemble in the GEC room. Then we'll discuss detailed topics around CTO and feedback on .Africa. Thank you. Sally?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I will not try and speak in French. I don't think this will be helpful for anybody. Although I applaud my colleague for doing so, and I think this is a very encouraging way of engaging. I just wanted to mention that a number of people in the community, especially part of this strategy group, started to suggest to me that we might reopen or open a discussion about the possibility of having an ICANN office in Africa of some description. I thought that it would be worth just mentioning this to this group. What I've suggested to Pierre is that we facilitate, we ask him as a group to start facilitating early stage discussion conversation about the possibility and the benefits and perhaps some disadvantages of this, so that we can at least agree as a community in principle whether or not this is a route we would like to pursue. I should manage expectations that if we did put an office in Africa, or more than one office, it would be what we call an engagement office. So we will not put an operational hub in Africa, because we serve Africa through the Istanbul operational hub, which is time zone based, which I think this is well known, but I know that these terms can be a little bit confusing. So an engagement office for us is very much focused on outreach. And for example, we have an engagement office in Washington, D.C. We have an engagement office in, we have one in Brussels, where we have a few people based, they're small, but we mainly focus on outreach. So all I wanted to do this morning was to just make a suggestion that there are, I know some of you are very interested in being engaged in this conversation. And Pierre, if you want to do that, please let Pierre know. And he will make sure that he does some fact finding, some information gathering from you about what's important and how we might then approach this as an assessment. I've also pre-briefed the ICANN legal team that we will start this consultation, this conversation, as it will be important to have them as part of the process as we move forward. Any new operation of any type that we open as ICANN, we have to be mindful of legal and jurisdiction. I don't mean jurisdiction in the accountability sense, the transition sense. I just mean literally having an operation on the ground in a country, you will all know, you know, has some consideration. So I'm doing my best with Pierre to provide the right people in ICANN early in the process so that we can get the very best view as a community, a bottom-up view as to what is the best way to proceed. And the answer may be that we decide not to proceed, or that we decide to proceed in one country or more than one country. And there will be obviously the usual constraints of time and money, but you will understand that. So I hope this is helpful. And if anybody wants to talk to me about this in the rest of the meeting, you can see me around the building or ping me, we'll find time for a coffee. But please don't come and lobby me. This is not helpful. not because I mind being lobbied. I get lobbied a lot, but because I want to make sure that we're running a clear process, and it's much better to make sure that you've given an insight to Pierre so he can synthesize and share with your working group as we go along. I hope that's helpful.
Thank you, Sally, on that heads up around the issue of Africa office, or not office as such, but engagement office, or yeah. Any questions? I think Sally has really explained the process which requires assessing. There's going to be terms of reference that Pierre will be putting together to establish the office, or the need for that, the whole evaluation process. I think it's clear process going forth. Yes, sir. Do you have a question? Yeah.
I don't have a question, Mr. Chair, but just a clarification on some issues that have been raised on this floor regarding African CCTLDs. One, I just want to say that Zambia is also signed, just to tell Dr. Lise, that is 2 weeks ago. The second issue is all CCTLDs in Africa, regardless of whether they are members of AFTLD, are normally trained by AFTLD. And for the last 5 years, all our meetings combined, we ran a 3-semester program. We've trained more than 1,000 technicians from across the continent on our CCTLD programs, of course, with the support of the partners that I mentioned. The other issue that I want to mention is African registrars are actually associate members of AFTLD, and that's how we have gotten them to participate actively in the Africa DNS Forum. And so the interests of the registrars, we are trying as much as possible to take care of them through the associate membership in AFTLD. And then finally, I think it is also important to recognize the role that African CCTLDs are playing in supporting the internet governance discussion and forum on the African continent. NIRA is supporting Nigeria IGF, Kenya is supporting Kenya IGF, Tanzania is supporting TZNOG, South Africa, ZACR is very active in supporting internet governance and training discussions in South Africa. And I think these are issues that go unnoticed, but a lot of this development is actually funded by African CCTLDs, and I think we need to lend credit to that. Thank you, Chair.
I think it's important at the next meeting that AFTLD gives a detailed report so that you are not seen to be winking in the dark. We are convinced that there is some work that you are doing, but not everybody is seeing what you are doing. You know, so make us aware of that. This would also accommodate what DNS Africa is doing, that publication, and synthesizing all the activities. Issues of training need to be clear. So in Marrakesh, Mr. Barak, we expect a detailed report. You'll have 15 minutes. Any questions to Sally? If there are any questions, and we had one more item, which is, remind me, Pierre, the funding mechanism. I think this is a detailed discussion, which we don't have time for. If you may allow me, I would ask us, we skip that item. We will discuss it in Marrakesh and online. And I think the office of PA will probably also have another, you know, webinar to discuss this further before we even go to Marrakesh. That would be helpful, not to try and conclude on some of these detailed ideas in this setting. And on that note, I want to show you a beautiful publication, which is version 2.0 of the strategic plan, the hard copies. There isn't enough of them to go around, but this is only for now, for this week, but they should be made available hopefully soon or in Marrakesh. But I think it's a good bedtime read. It's a present for you, my chief, for Marrakesh. And you'll... It's in French also, incident. Please, have a copy. Keep it to yourself. And Aziz wants 1 minute, then I will be closing after that.
Just to remember to African community, we'll have tomorrow Afro-African joint meeting at the room Wicklow, 2 o'clock, and the meeting will be held on the IANA leadership transition and ICANN Contributory Africa perspective. So welcome this meeting, and please be present in this meeting. Thank you.
Then I give 50 seconds to Pierre to close. I thank you so much for being attentive and participatory in our strategy session. Thank you.
Thank you. In fact, I just wanted also to... Just wanted to also say that we do have other possibilities for actually discussing some of those issues. The upcoming AFRINIC meeting is in Pointe Noire, Congo. It's going to be in November. And in fact, we are also, as part of the Africa strategy, we are organizing a workshop on IDN in Africa. Important, you know, so far we don't have any IDN development in Africa. So we are actually organizing this sort of workshop. And AFRINIC representatives are here also to also inform more on what's going to happen in November. That will be before Marrakesh. Before I just close here, we do have a fellow to ICANN who really wanted to say briefly a few things. They wanted 1 minute. So I think we should give it, because we are talking about next generation anyway. So please, Boniface, please, and then we'll move on to... But let me recognize... Rouhan is a GAC, Morocco's GAC representative here. He's going to be the host, you know. And, of course, Aziz is there. But from the government part, he is the man. So please.
Thank you very much, Pierre, and thank you for the opportunity to brief... the colleagues about the ongoing process, ICANN meeting in Marrakesh, and in particular, governmental level meeting to be held 7 March in Marrakesh. This morning, I made a small presentation about the ongoing work we have been doing since Buenos Aires meeting. I will just be brief. We have already sent the invitation, the official invitation for ministries from different parts of the world. It was a very hard task for the Moroccan delegation to list and to issue the letters and send them to the ministers. However, I'm making just an appeal to African colleagues to assist me in this endeavor, especially regarding the name of ministers, the right address, and I have my email. It's in the GAC list. You can, through you, try to inform your ministers and your high-ranking officials about the meeting, about the importance of the meeting. This morning we have discussed in the GAC the draft provisional agenda of this meeting. Hopefully, there were some consensus about the content of the agenda. We will send this draft agenda after the adoption by the GAC in 2 weeks' time in order to give the ministers the opportunity to reflect on the substance of the meeting and the desired outcome. So this is the first part about the substance of the meeting. The second part is regarding the visas. I have been told by my colleague Aziz that there is some concerns about visas. I just want to tell you that Morocco established a national committee who is following all the issues regarding the ICANN Marrakesh. And among the issues that we have discussed is the issue of the visa. So we are working with ICANN to make this process very speedy, and we will respond to all the requests, official requests. Of course, African countries where Moroccan embassies are there is no problem. We will send the list to our embassies in order to issue the visa. For those countries where there is no Moroccan embassies, the visa should be issued in the airport. But we need to have a list. The Moroccan authorities to need a list 2 months at least before the meeting. So we are working on that with ICANN Secretariat, and tomorrow or today we'll have a meeting with ICANN in order to... So we will keep you informed in due course through Aziz or myself and through the website, ICANN website. So thank you for the opportunity. Merci, Pierre.
I had thanked everybody, and I think the meeting... Oh, Boniface. Oh, Boniface. 15 seconds.
Okay. Thank you very much. My name is Boniface Witaba from Kenya. I'm speaking from a civil society point of view. Just a point out and a recommendation probably to ICANN and all the stakeholders involved in internet governance. As far as outreach and awareness on internet governance is concerned, I think it would be appropriate if you try to set up regional schools of internet governance in the quest to create a pool of next generation of leaders instead of waiting for probably ICANN meetings or African Union School of Internet Governance. That way you'll be able to reach out to a more constituent of the disenfranchised. And then secondly, you could also consider partnering with not-for-profit organizations, because these organizations reach out to more constituencies of youth, and most of them have resourceful people who are well-versed in internet governance. So if you could partner with them, give them remote hubs, give them funding to conduct these trainings, that would be appropriate. And then lastly, I wish to invite you all to the ICANN booth for more information on anything that you would like to get versed on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next meeting, which would be exciting, I think it's downstairs at the GEC room, where feedback on .Africa and other CTO-related matters, which is the Commonwealth Telecommunications Organization. Thank you.